As we always do here on the second hour of Sunday in the Country, we start things off with our good friend Willie Hallahan, who hosts the site sportingacause.com, linking all these different sporting events that are fundraisers. And, of course, we always check in with Willie and see what's been going on and what's coming up. And are you all finished or recovered from the Murphy Open?
I am, Marshall. The disappointment at losing was not great because we never win. My foursome is happy to participate. We have a great time, and the trophy for first place is never in our sights. We have a low bar just to have fun and enjoy ourselves, and we certainly did that. And the rain held off. It was rain was predicted for later in the day, and then the word came out it was going to be at 4:30, and we're scrambling to get it done. But we absolutely got it in. Jeannie Solider and the Tri-State Chamber did a great job of organizing it, and the folks at Egremont Country Club did the same. And it was a great day. And yes, I am recovered.
All right,
the joints are back to normal.
All right. Well, let's take a look at what's on your agenda for the next week or so.
Okay. There's something worth noting today. Oftentimes, when we're talking. On Sunday morning, Sunday events have already come and gone, but the Goshen Stampede is in its third day. It started Friday night and continued yesterday and today. It goes till about 7 tonight, so there's plenty going on. Today they have a truck pull, and there's some rodeo action of some sort, mounted shooters. Not quite sure what that's all about. And World Championship Blacksmiths, Demolition Derby, food trucks, all kinds of things going on today at the Goshen Fairgrounds. Goshen Stampede is itself it's a company that puts on events like these. There are many in different sports disciplines, but Goshen Stampede puts on these events around the area. And they are themselves a 501c3, and the proceeds that come to them, they distribute to small local charities in the areas where they're having their events and larger ones. So that's today. I think between the raindrops, probably you can have fun over there today. Now, starting this Thursday is another multi-day event. The Travelers Championships Golf Tournament is taking place at TPC River Highlands Country Club in Cromwell, Connecticut. This is a great event. I've spoken of it before. I've been to it. This is the best golfers in the world. Tiger won't be there, but Phil Mickelson and all the luminaries in the golf world will be participating. And it's an hour plus away, and it's a great time. What I found out about golf tournaments, those of us who are hackers, we watch all the big tournaments every year, but golf tournaments are hugely philanthropic. They're basically made to make money for charity, give exposure to the sponsoring company, and the Travelers is no different. In advance of these 4 days of championship golf, there are about 13 different tournaments. By themselves, they'd be high-profile events, but each raises money for a different cause. There's ALS. There are all kinds of charities. And then on top of that, they have these Travelers has two programs, a chip-in for charity and birdies for charity, one of which benefits a local, well, each of them benefit a local nonprofit. The chip-in for charity benefits the Hoosie golf team. That's where you buy a ticket. You get a discount of $15, plus Travelers gives $15 per ticket to the golf team. And then there's the other program, Birdies for Charity, which provides a fundraising platform. It's a different kind of activity where small nonprofits can fundraise through the Travelers. Northwest Connecticut Habitat for Humanity is part of that program. So, I counted them up. Between those two programs, there are close to 200 small Connecticut charities that are connected with the Travelers to raise funds for their programs. It's hugely philanthropic. So that's Thursday, this coming Thursday the 20th through Sunday the 23rd. On Friday, this Friday the 21st, is the longest day. That's sponsored by the Alzheimer's Association. And it's not to be confused with the Walk to End Alzheimer's. That's their annual walk-a-thon that takes place around the world every year in different locations. Locally, there's the Litchfield Walk in September, and then Dutchess County, there's one in October. But the longest day is something different. It's also worldwide. It's an all-day thing. Again, it benefits the Alzheimer's Association and all their programs. And the longest day is on the 21st, which is literally the longest day of the year, and they have it that day to emphasize that for Alzheimer's sufferers and caregivers, every day is the longest day. If you've been associated with an Alzheimer's sufferer, you know what they're talking about. And this is a virtual event. I wrote a blog many months ago, maybe it was last year, about what I envisioned being the future of fundraisers, and I referred to a 5K race in Copake by the Camp Hill Village, a residential, wherever they happen to be. They could register, pay their $20 or whatever it was, get a T-shirt, and run at the same time as the race if they were on the streets of L.A. or in Colorado or Florida or wherever. And it served a couple purposes. One, as I said, these people could feel like they took part and they could support the cause. And for the organizer of the event, it just opens up a whole new venue of possible participants. You're not limited by distance from the event or the day. If you have a conflict, you can do it whenever you want. Anyway, the longest day is a completely virtual event, and is not a specific kind of event either. It's not necessarily a walk or a race or it can be anything you want it to be. It can be a barbecue. You could have a barbecue with all your friends over and have them donate to come. It could be a softball tournament or a horseshoe match. It could be anything you want it to be, no matter where you are. And the idea is that you do one of your favorite activities and fundraise for it, and the Alzheimer's Association gleans the benefit of it. And if you want to know more about it, you can go to alz.org/longestday, or you can go to sportingacause.com and find out more about it. So that's coming this Friday, and as I said, there will be the walks to end Alzheimer's coming up in the fall. Now, also Friday and Saturday this week, that's the 21st and 22nd, there's a Relay for Life of Berkshire County. Now, this is it's specifically Tune Out Cancer, Tune, T-O-O-N. It's being held at the Monument Mountain High School up in Great Barrington. This is also one of those national events. They're held regionally, but it's meant to benefit the American Cancer Society. And it's a walk-a-thon, but an extended one. Sometimes they're 6 hours long, sometimes they're 24 hours. This one goes from 6 p.m. on Friday to noon Saturday. And the idea is that teams of people form, and they walk. They make sure that throughout the length of the event, there is always somebody from their team walking. That's why they call it the relay. And you fundraise ahead of time, as many of these walkathons do, and you bring your proceeds to the event. And it honors cancer sufferers who did not survive. It honors survivors, family members and caregivers of people who have suffered from cancer. And it's very moving. Especially for the overnight one, there's a luminary ceremony, and they're just great events. And that's happening in Massachusetts this Friday and Saturday. Also Saturday, the 22nd, is the Vegan Power 6th Annual 50K, 25K, and 50K Relay. I did the quick math in my head. A 50K is about a 30-mile run. And this is put on by the Berkshire Ultra Running Community for Service. These are people who run in these almost extreme events, you know, long, long runs. And that's taking place this Saturday, and the beneficiary is Vine Sanctuary. That's an organization that rescues animals from farm animals from ending up in the meat industry, I guess. Also next Saturday, there's quite the diversity of events this week, and I love to see that. Saturday the 22nd, is the Salisbury Cricket Club 4th Annual Charity Cricket Match and Children's Fete. They had that on because there are a lot of children's activities going on. This is held over a community field in Lakeville, and the Salisbury Cricket Club, it's billed as the Salisbury Cricket Club versus the rest of the world. And the Salisbury Cricket Club invites people, and they literally come from around the world for that day, cricket players, and for pretty much the whole day. It starts at like 10:30 and goes to 4. They hold these cricket matches. I've been to them, and I'll tell you, when you're watching it, you can't figure out what the heck's going on. But they have all these people there that are more than happy to explain their sport to you. And you see someone who, it looks like they missed the ball and then they run anyway. You know, it seems contrary to what we're used to in baseball. But anyway, it's a fun event to go to, and it's a chance for people. It's free to go, but they have they're selling food and T-shirts, and they have these very inexpensive little games for kids that cost like $1 a piece. And the participants in the cricket club pay to participate, and that's where the money comes from. Anyway, that benefits both the Jane Lloyd Fund and the Salisbury Ambulance. So two very worthy local causes benefit from that. And next Sunday, the 23rd, is the Wild Thing 5K, 10K, plus a 5K walk. That's being held at the Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary in Lenox. And that benefits the conservation educational programs from Mass Audubon. That's the Audubon Society up in Massachusetts. So that's about it, Marshall. It's a busy week with different things, interesting things. Many of these are participation events, and some of them are spectator ones. But they're fun. Money's to be made for a lot of causes, and it's going to be a good week.
Our pick of the week is the Salisbury Cricket Club. I was there last year for a little bit, and these guys, some of them are my age and older, and they're still playing cricket. But it's a fun event, and it raises money for a worthy cause. And like you said, the participants raise most of the money themselves by coming up with entry fees. So
No, they're coming from all over the place. Yeah. I was astonished to hear where they travel from just to play. I mean, I guess it's a chance for them to play a sport that isn't held everywhere in the world. You're right. It's fun. We'll hope for good weather for next weekend. And, plenty to choose from.
All right, Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall, thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.